You have the opinion. We have the radio station. This is Talk Radio 77 WABC.
I leave that to the Senate. The Senate's going to have to answer that. I have great respect for the Senate.
What we have already is incredibly damning. And yet there are some holes here and there. Why? Because the president hasn't allowed certain people to testify.
It took until about 2 this morning, but the U.S. Senate has approved rules for President Donald Trump's trial on 2 articles of impeachment. Senators voted along party lines to accept the rules. Opening arguments will be spread over 3 days.
This is the Hugh Hewitt Show.
I'm playing with the radio dial, tuning up and down the AM radio dial and tapping into various apps and streams. It's the morning after the start of the impeachment trial. There's a lot to be reported in the news about what's happening in Washington, D.C. It's hard to keep up with the news about a hearing that lasts 13 hours. It's even harder when broadcasters give so little airtime to actually reporting the news. So much more airtime is reserved for talk. As we discussed in Season 3, Episode 1, talk is not news. Talk is opinion, and talk show hosts are selecting and twisting bits of news to fit their point of view. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 4, Episode 2. It's another historic moment, to be sure. Yes, it's about the presidency of one country, the United States. But the issue that brings Donald Trump to an impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate is an international affair. His demand to the president of Ukraine for an investigation into Trump's political rival and withholding aid already approved for Ukraine. It's the talk radio hosts in the United States who will have the most airtime and the most free rein in talking about what's happening in the trial. They don't have to be fair or balanced or even accurate. All it takes is one host and one microphone. Their opinion is what will drive the shows, and their opinions may be extreme. Later this season, I'll explore what I'm calling toxic talk radio, extreme positions being taken by extreme hosts. Today, a little bit of the groundwork as just a taste of some of what's happening in toxic talk radio in the United States. Virtually all of it is pro-Trump. Virtually all of it is anti-impeachment. Most of it demonizes the U.S. Democratic Party. Almost all of it is conservative and pro-Republican, some of it downright mean-spirited, and it's intended to influence listeners who already feel aggrieved by what they perceive as attacks on their president. Some of the talk show hosts have a countrywide audience. They can speak their mind and contrive their arguments in the safety of their home radio station or home studio and send it out over radio transmitters across the United States. Hugh Hewitt has an early morning show heard on about 75 radio stations across the United States, originating in California. He's taking calls from listeners upset about the trial. I pick him up using the TuneIn app to tap into WDTK, AM 1400, The Patriot, in Detroit.
The Chief Justice intervened last night after Nadler lost his mind. In order to maintain impartiality, he suggested the rebuke was equitably distributed across the president's lawyers and the House managers, but it was Nadler who just lost it, and everybody knew he would. He's the worst. It's Adam, Nadler, and Five. That's the law firm of Schiff, Nadler, and the Five. And Nadler is their worst representative. I wish they'd give him the microphone all day long. They lose votes every minute they realize, the American public realizes, he is the Democrats' choice to run the Judiciary Committee. Huh.
Of course, there's local talk radio in many cities. Just after I hear Hewitt, I tap into 77 WABC New York, where the morning show is billed as Bernie and Sid. Their approach is to put a Trump staffer on the air.
And I'll ask you that question. The Trump family, when they hear it all,
yeah,
despite all the success, I mean, does it affect them, all this negativity with the press and the Democrats?
Well, let me tell you, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when it comes to the kids and to the family. And we spent, significant time together over the holidays, many dinners, Christmas Eve, Christmas, New Year's, all of the above. And I have to tell you, he is funny, he's personable, warm, Not in any way. And I just sit there and marvel at it. Does he show the strain?
So far, we are 2 for 2 on morning talk show hosts being both pro-Trump and anti-impeachment. For local radio from a city in a smaller but still significant-sized city, I'm going to the AM tuner now to pick up 930 WBEN from Buffalo, New York. The mid-morning talk show host is Sandy Beach, the name he's been using since he was a top 40 music radio disc jockey. He has a Beach Boys-style music theme for the opening of his show. Far from offering insight, he's quickly into ridiculing the impeachment trial.
How did you like it so far, huh? I thought it was interesting a little bit, but very monotonous and much the same over and over. If you took a 15-minute segment of all the time that they were in session, you would have capsulized everything because it seemed like the same 15 minutes playing over and over and over.
That's part of an old conservative technique. Don't deal with the issue raised. Discredit the person or entity raising it. The impeachment trial is repetitive and boring. If our guy had done anything wrong, the trial would be interesting. Other voices heard nationally on many radio stations come from Fox, the group that calls itself Fox News but focuses on talk. Here's a sample of Brian Kilmeade. He's heard in many communities, including New York City on WABC, but I'm hearing this on KWFS News Talk 1290 in a small town, Wichita Falls, Texas. Listen, his guest is someone from Trump's staff.
What's your take? There was some give, as Mitch McConnell said, all right, I'll give you 3 days instead of 24 hours to make your case. Now we see Democratic senators out there saying how unfair this process is. How do you view it?
Look, I'm not going to take a lecture in fairness from the House, who did not allow our administration any witnesses.
For millions of American listeners, talk radio listening includes a daily visit with Rush Limbaugh. Not so much a lone voice or standout performer 3 decades after he was considered newsworthy himself, but still popular on something like 600 radio stations, including at least 2 competing news talk outlets in New York City. I pick him up online, streaming on the website of News Radio 1180 WHAM in Rochester, New York, near the eastern tip of Lake Ontario.
There's nothing in these articles, abuse of power, whatever. They're so far beyond what the articles of impeachment are. This is every complaint they have ever had about Trump being aired ostensibly in a trial. If there was anybody with any gonads that would shut this down and expose this for what this is right now.
What I want to present today is a range of some of the performers in right-wing talk. I especially want students of radio, broadcasting, journalism, and communication to hear these voices. This is how talk radio in the United States frames issues of public life. It's representative of what happens in the echo chambers people attracted to the messages from these hosts tend to live in terms of their mass media consumption. These hosts are influencers. And all of this is in response to day one of the impeachment trial. We haven't even gotten near the outcome of the trial, and I have not even brought in the voices I'll present as extreme. They'll come later this season. I suspect they'll be outraged, and maybe outrageous. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.